A Maundy Thursday Sermon by Reverend Richard A. Ram, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on April 17, 2007, entitled, Thy Will Be Done. The texts for the sermon are Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 14, and Luke 22, verses 39 through 46. Copyright Grand Valley State University.
We come this evening to that night in which he was betrayed, and as we enter the garden with Jesus, we come into what someone has said is the Holy of Holies. I never fail to be moved by that scene, the anguish of Jesus as he prays in that crisis of his life in which he knew almost inevitably that he would die a violent death, struggling with that moment, wondering if there might yet be some other way, and yet finally bringing to expression and enduring his final temptation. He says, Thy will be done. The will of God. In that scene, we can certainly see that Jesus sensed that there was a will of God, and that one might discern that will and do it, or refuse to do it. Now, the will of God is spoken of so frequently and so unthinkingly so often in our world. We hear it all the time. It was God's will. We hear it when a family is deeply grieved at the loss of a son or daughter in war. And those words seem to come out somehow or other as a microphone is stuck in their face. It was God's will. We even hear it frivolously when someone wins the lotto and in their exhilaration says, God's will. And certainly there are good religious folk who believe that there is a will of God which they must follow, and they seek sincerely to do so. I remember in the early 70s when I was first back here, I had an uncle who was suffering terribly. And when I would call my aunt, I would hear from her, devout lady that she was, it's God's will. And I didn't try to argue with her. That's not the time to do it. But one Sunday morning in a sermon, I said out of my admitted frustration with that, that's not God's will. And I almost didn't make it out alive, such that I had to come back the next week and prove my point. The will of God. Certainly, that is a huge subject. And it's not my intention to try to deal with that whole vast subject this evening. But I do want us to think about the will of God in relationship to this night in the life of Jesus. Jesus, as I said, sought to do the will of God. And he triumphed in that moment, in that he yielded himself to that will as he understood it. That will of God, which would mean for him inevitably his death on the morrow. Is there a cosmic will of God? Certainly, Paul thought so. Did you sense the difference in tone between Paul's first letter or first chapter of the Ephesian letter and the anguish of the garden? Paul the theologian, Paul the disciple a step removed, apart from now the anguish, thinking about it. And in his soaring prose, he speaks about the wonder of that cosmic salvation that God accomplished according to God's will and God's good pleasure through the death of Jesus. The will of God that Jesus should die, thereby accomplishing the salvation of the world. It's a different tone than the will of God spoken of in the anguish of Jesus' garden experience. For Jesus, not as sure as Paul, not as confident as Paul, not knowing what Paul knew, for Jesus, the will of God was what was demanded of him in that very moment. Not to fulfill some cosmic scheme of salvation, but rather to be faithful and true to all he had been throughout his life. For Jesus, when he said, "Thy will be done," he was not offering up himself as the Savior of the world. He was offering up himself to be all that he had been in order to bring about an alternative world. For Jesus, in those moments, it was obviously a question of whether that new world could come some other way. And he must have known that it was too late for that, that God was not going to intervene. He must have known that it would be his death, and then he must have wondered as well how through his death could the will of God be accomplished as he understood the will of God. That different kind of world, that world marked by peace, justice, compassion, grace. Finally, Jesus said, "Thy will be done. Thy will be done through me." And in offering up his life to the will of God, he was offering up the life that he had lived and the only truth he knew. And in those moments, he brought into realization the will of God. Was it the will of God that Jesus should die? No. It was the will of God that Jesus should live as Jesus lived. Was it the will of God that Jesus should die in order that God could effect salvation? No, certainly not. It was the will of God, not in that moment that was the issue. It was the will of God in everything that Jesus had embodied. For Jesus had a vision and an identity and a calling, and he lived it out with magnificence and with courage and with boldness. And what was at issue that night when he said, "Thy will be done"? He was saying, "Thy will be done in the life I've lived, and I will be true to that vision in spite of the fact that I can see that I will die." The paradox is that Paul says the will of God was done in the death of Jesus. When, as a matter of fact, the death of Jesus was a defeat of the will of God. For Jesus had been living the will of God. And to kill Jesus was to kill the embodiment of the will of God in the midst of our human seeing. I put a question mark after the title of the sermon, "Thy Will Be Done." Because as you come to this table this evening, I want you to wrestle with a question. Is there some cosmic will of God? And for your reflection, let me suggest in the first place, let me suggest my answer. It's yes and no. It's no. If by that I would mean some cosmic plan so exaltingly spoken of as Paul did, some eternal will of God that through the death of Jesus, the salvation of the world would be accomplished. Some cosmic plan that means that everything is preordained, that all that happens is somehow or other the will of God. If there is some cosmic will of God unfolding itself in this world, then God has a lot to answer for. Because century after century and millennia after millennia, there is nothing but a trail of tragedy and a human story written in violence and blood. And if there's some cosmic will, and if there is some sovereign power, then I would say, God, you're doing a poor job of it. Is there some cosmic will unfolding day by day? I don't believe it. But is there the will of God? Yes. Yes, I believe there is a will of God. And I believe it came to realization in Jesus. Not in his death, but in his life. There's the will of God. In that life that was something beautiful, something magnificent, that life that was committed to human dignity, to the welfare of children, the respect of women, and the peace of nature. The will of God that was embodied in his flesh. The will of God that came to expression in his life. When he said, "Thy will be done," I think what he was saying is, "This is all I know. I've done all I can do. Thy will be done." That vision, that passion, that calling that I could not disregard, "Thy will be done." How do I know? that Jesus was living out the will of God. I choose to believe it. I decide to believe it. I choose to believe it because of the way he was. I choose to believe it because of that beautiful expression, that amazing and awesome embodiment that he was. How do I know what the will of God is in the world? Well, I see it in Jesus. It's come to expression in others as well. And there are great religious traditions that follow other embodiments of that revelation and grace of God, and I have no argument with them. For all of them have a commonality about them. All of them center in compassion. And the golden rule comes to expression in all of them in one form or another. I have no argument with any other, but for me it's Jesus. Because I see in him what moves me at my depths. And I must say, yes. That's the alternative kind of world that I can believe in. That's the kind of life that is human life at its highest and noblest. That is one that I can worship, one before whom I stand in awe. This Jesus, this one I choose to believe, is the expression of God. This Jesus I choose to believe is the one in whom the infinite mystery has found a face. This one is for me. The human expression of the will of God. To make of him some cosmic savior in some eternal cosmic scheme is to remove him from the flesh and blood embodiment of the will of God that he was. Not his death. Dear God, is life. That's it. There I see it. There. How dare I follow even if afar off.